kalamta takuam asekilitin yakot konekwa matamakka 1991 nam kanangalkhmakne unnam tamka amsinrilingran kanrakhnaluti pemti qiana.
Thank you, Mr. Moses. Mr. Tommy Moses from Imangak, and he was talking about the time that he was a young boy, and just as he had gotten done with school, and at that particular time, he said that the people were not living in one location, but rather they were scattered throughout the countryside, depending on what they were doing for their own particular livelihood. And he remembers the houses not having the regular floors, but rather they were ground covered with grass. And and so he was contrasting it with the homes of today, where we're more like the dominant society, where we have hardwood floors, tile covered floors, etc. And the only people that the missionaries, the preachers in particular that he mentioned, were only a few orphans that were accepted into the orphanages. Now, when the schools were built out in the villages, and it was shortly after that that the people started to congregate into the village as we have them today. And he mentioned the fact that our ancestors and our people at those times did not fight over land. They did not fight each other for the land. And whenever there were newcomers into their own particular region, they're always welcomed. He mentioned the fact that the native allotments that have been staked out and lately have come to realize that there is a lot of overlapping between the allotments. And he says the people of our generation will be passing away, and the younger generation will take over. He mentioned the fact that he would like to see more of the young people participate in these types of meetings and get an education so that they will be able to take care of the various documents that are required in today's society. In the past, our ancestors did not have to worry about any of these documents that we have and did not have any books to read. Now, everything that we do requires paper documents that have to be read, perused, and reviewed and acted upon. He mentioned the fact that we cannot see our future, what it will be like, and also mentioned the fact that amongst the younger generation, you'll very often see a young person walking around one evening and the next day learn that the young person has passed away. It says, nowadays we have many meetings in which to discuss various aspects, maybe perhaps pertaining to land and shares in 1991 as we are doing now. And he mentioned the fact that he did not have an education, but he has learned a lot during his lifetime. And he mentioned the elders need respect, and because they give out good ways of life and living, that they are to be listened to. The younger children, in fact, he was speaking about his grandchildren, the only way that they could become shareholders of the regional or the village corporation is by inheritance. And the Calista Corporation sends out forms whereby the parents should be filling these out so that once they pass away, the shares would be going to whomever they appoint. He said the things that we have been discussing, especially land, the shares, and 1991 issues, cause a lot of fear. And he mentioned the fact that the whites from the South 48 will be waiting on the sidelines, and as soon as 1991 comes and passes, will come to our land to offer to buy the land. And he said no two people are exactly the same, so there will always be someone willing to sell their shares. He said we need to help each other. We have been slow in addressing these various problems and issues in regards to ANCSA, but we are starting to make good progress.
Thank you, Mr. Moses.
Okay, my name is Sophie Sakar from Jochbalg. And first of all, I think you have to smile a little. I'm scared of this arrow that's pointing at me, because I never speak in this kinds before. And my second one is, my elders are my pride and joy, because they lived without no welfare and no food stamps, and some had 12 kids and yet survived, and today they are now living. Some of their kids are now living. They, in those years, didn't have all this stuff to go with to make them survive. And my goal is my younger generation to take care of us and to take care of their elders, because they're the ones that mostly are not understanding what we're talking about today. And we all don't understand all this because it's new to us. I'd like to say something about my parents, because they used to talk to us kids, and they don't read and write, and they never spoke English. They had a very few spoken English, like yes, hello, and that's about all they know. But I wonder how the elders know what was coming in the future when they don't know how to read and write. And now, what they used to say is coming true, and we are seeing it today. One of the things that they used to say is, if this world gets full of people, they're going to start fighting each other. Where are we now? Even though we are native people, since 1971 started, seems like we are starting to growl at each other, wanting to fight each other, blaming our elders for the things that they didn't understand about. Yes, maybe they have signed some papers that they didn't understand. Why do we blame our elders that don't know how to read and write? They did their best. It is sometimes a sleepless night to think about all this stuff that we're going through since the Claims Act started. We have talked about the Claims Act in 1991 and our children and our elders and the races that we have. We all have problems no matter what kind of race we are. We may look different in our face, but we have one blood. We blame each other for the things that now we see. It hurts us not to understand all this Claims Act in 1991. And it's hard for us to understand if we are going to keep on fighting and not working together. It hurts us to see blaming the corporations that we now have because they are trying to do their best to let you know and advise you before they go to their villages, and some of the corporations get someone to travel to your village to explain about the things that they have to follow. The corporation board members have to follow this and that policy because they have to go under the Congress. And yet, here we're always talking about what about our future children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. It seems to me the way that I've been going to meetings and to some villages, I'm not an educated person, but the way I see it, everybody's fighting each other, blaming that person that goes there, that's chosen, and saying that we're trying to run this and that for them. The reason why some of the people travel to your villages through, not villages, sometimes they announce it over the radios or TV or where, whatever they can get a hold of you in villages. And yet, when you go to that village, where's the people that you want to talk about this Claims Act in 1991? Who are you blaming? Are you blaming the people that are trying to help you? Your corporation board members, your village council members, your traditional council members. We now understand a little of English and writing. If we don't start working together as groups and villages, our kids that you talk about, our younger generation, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren are going to grow up the same way like us fighting each other. Just because we're from other villages, we're saying that this person, that person is doing something different. Why didn't they let us know about it? How are we going to reach our younger generation and let them understand if we keep on fighting? I'm glad now that I came down to this convention that we've been having, and this is the first time they ever had in Aniak. And I'm glad now that I'm sitting here talking to you, and I'm thanking Mr. Berger for letting us say our say-so. We have the right to say what's the right for us. In the earlier years, we didn't have these rights. Now is the time for you to say and to let him know how you feel about the Claims Act in 1991. 1991 is coming around the corner so fast, and we're sleeping yet. It's only 6 years, and how fast are we gonna teach our kids and younger generation to make them understand, or all of us, if we don't work together. It hurts to see some of the native peoples fighting like and not trying to understand. Yes, we're all hurt from not being notified when this Claims Act started. But we have the chance to work together and try to understand it, not only depending on one person or two persons from your village. Let's encourage each other. How are we gonna survive 1991? It is scary to think of that year. And being a speaker for your village or representative or your council members, it's not that easy when you don't work together and try to get the peoples to come to the meeting and hear about all this, what's going on, and yet not show up. And when we hear like bingos, no matter how the weather is, raining, bad, storming, windy, summertime is rough, dark, we go running to that bingo. Is bingo gonna help your kids in the future? Is bingo gonna answer your questions that you're now trying to find out about? We all have problems through drugs, booze. There's no one person in this world, no matter where he or she come from, that doesn't have a problem. I now would like to say, let us work together some way and understand each other's and unite to survive that year when 1991 comes. Let's not be slow. Let's work together. It is gonna hurt us more, and our kids are gonna be the one that's gonna be hurt more. I won't be hurt as much as they do. I have tried to talk to my family, my kids, about this Claims Act, the little that I understand of it, but I don't understand a lot of it yet. Who's gonna be hurt more if you don't start working with your family and your friends and relatives and villages? Your grandchildren that are not enrolled are gonna be the ones asking you when they get to that age, Mom, Dad, where have you been when that year was talking about? How come you didn't let us know? Let's try to understand this if we don't have no way out of it. Let's try to unite and work together and not blame our board members that are trying to help us. We're lucky to have peoples that represent us, like Carl Zag is now translating to us that cannot understand English, trying to make us understand what we're hurting about or what we're gonna be heard about. And if we go out from this room, let's have some family get together sometime and talk to our children. I'm glad now that I came to this meeting, even though I was nervous. I try to come up and say something too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad too.
Thank you. Honorable Judge Berger, tribal delegates, Yupit, Ute, ladies and gentlemen. The effects of Public Law 92-203, ANCSA, if written on a paper, maybe 11 by 14, would probably weigh about 25 pounds in one village alone. When ANCSA was formed, it was determined to terminate the ownership of the natives of the land. U.S. government prior to that has trust responsibilities to protect me. Where was the United States government when ANCSA was broadcast over the media? Why didn't it perform its trust responsibilities? Several of the reasons why I don't go for ANCSA is several of them. For example, just 1 minute after midnight, the night of December 18th, 1971, the morning of December 19th at 12:01 a.m., a child was born, a newborn child, 1 minute too late. This child, under the provisions of Public Law 92-203, cannot be in port in any way to be enrolled in the regional corporations, none alone the village corporations. The child is 100% native in blood quantum. He cannot receive 100 shares from the very corporation the father and mother are enrolled, only through the will passed down from the father or mother. And this could be only one or 0.10 shares. How much will that give that child? In my previous testimonies, I called Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act a junk act. Two relatives, since the time they learned to hunt subsistently, hunted in one area because that hunting area was used for subsistence hunting since time immemorial. They still hunted the year of 1971 and 72 with freedom to move about. The catch is to feed and clothe the family. Several years after the passage of ANCSA, something happened that never had been experienced before. One of the relatives was in violation of corporate laws pertaining to the land. He found out he no longer can hunt subsistently in the very area of his hunting ground passed on since time immemorial. The very lifestyle is affected terribly here. Most of the time, I've thought about this act, even though I'm all by myself hunting subsistently, fishing. It angers me. There are entities like the Alaska Federation of Natives, which try to amend the provisions through resolutions. We were talking about unity, and we wanted to deal united into amending the very act that was passed to terminate us or terminate us from owning the very land. Suppose we work together, united, and the Congress go ahead and says, no, no way, never. What then? Whenever this conclusion comes into mind, I always go back to the beginning of this law, this so-called law. There were federal laws passed prior to this act that gives me right, and it even requires United States government to protect me. After going through only 14 years of anxious existence, I want to see it dissolved, terminated. Then we, the natives, can reestablish our ownership and with confidence once more live off the land. If we want to do something about it, in my view, my opinion, the only way to do it is through the tribal council, because there are provisions in federal law that protects my trust, that protects my right, and gives the United States government trust responsibility on my behalf. My move is then to terminate and dissolve this junk act.
Could we have your name and village for the record? Sorry.
Noah Andrew Tulikson.
Thanks very much, Mr. Andrew.
Kuinga David o David Town kuinga kome ngu kwani kwa kan lachtut man na kwani kan kha pit hongruta become to at this clue got this kula to kwani kwata kulu ki du mun lukhani qalaqut chini kwani kha umuyoq tokhani qannat qataa kin kunun lukhani kai ikai utsikh kauni gutkhani qannarut khluyaq kai naluyagutin khat tugam manna awa yapput khlumni taring khlumni lo qappiut kaqam ku Land claims act man nak kalangam ko lukhing khongen taring selam ko to go my pagni kamikka luni khani ka ken taring no kamikka taring luk nak tu ya kamikka luni te kamikka taring no ya ka Tapi kalau susukan ikan itu, nasional kalau kita ini, awak kan ia cukup fakni ayam nisani apa kau keluarga kamu, aku kan ia petlas mukan kanal telat lawyer tu, am siapa kami kan ia taring sekejap nak. Nyt den tuotin kannotlat nga kuinga lisnga ni taring nga lem kun aksong taksa katay. Tugam nitsam kun kingan kaisin pitala am kchaw chas khani ya kaisin supeh kaw chaka khani 1991 am kingo kun nitaklu. Tugam khani ya Kau tahu jadi kita kan nak kelihatan, yuk tahan mungkin mana alas kami yulah makin mungkin jualan kelihatan. Nunam kerjiki mana sungguhat mungkin ya, kerjiki maksau ni ya. Tergam kingan state government dalam mungkin ya. Tamana act terpen. Nunat kahinga, nunat petulu gua. Kongkutas kani umiku yakti galah kahtli nilut. Kasat tin kani ya ayok seri katam. Tam kani ya kingan mana umiak sakaka ugut kani ya. Jim ke pihak sihat lam kerjain jinnya walaupun pihak tak jitin pihak siak balik dah hangutin kan ikut nasi keluku lagu sekarang ke kita hutung nak sekeluku kita hutung nak semaya keluku maya ini kerak Tayima 1991 nak pailan tukungai lengat cakar. Tukun mas kama tayima 1991 nam kingo tang ceksa kakai saya kut. Tukua ma kanzrit kani nisuki ya. Aling nilut nisuki kani pilrit perkata umiak kelak tukani ya. Ugut kani AFN at mana kani corporation nak buta biunak kaisun kato itari ngomel lagi tama biunak tatis tuna hongenin na tama tu 1991 nam kingo ni ayo kujukka tama tu mak tu
Thank you. I could do it all by myself in English, but my first language is in Eskimo, so I did it in Eskimo. He's a good man in interpreting.
Thank you. It was Mr. David O'David from Bielok. And he decided that he would use his Yupik language because he'd been advised to use the language. And he's often asked people who is to help as far as the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act is concerned. And he's mentioned that he's read the ANCSA, the law itself, a number of times, but didn't fully understand it. And he made a remark that perhaps if it was written in comic form, that he might be able to understand a little bit more about ANCSA. And the lawyers that he asked told him it was so complex that he just couldn't. They just couldn't sit down and talk about it fully. And so shortly thereafter, he quit reading the law.
Now, the only way that he learns about the ANCSA and its stipulations and the problems connected with it is through hearing about it in such meetings as this. He was told that he had received land, but he does not have any. And he also stated that his lifestyle has been restricted because of the land and its laws, the laws and regulations that are connected with it. He stated that those that were responsible for the accepting of the law should also be responsible enough to make sure that the amendments to the law are made so that it can be a more workable law. He says he probably will live until 1991 and thereafter, and he will know what life is like after or with ANCSA at that particular time. When he hears people say that they're fearful about ANCSA in 1991, he thinks about the AFN, or Alaska Federation of Natives, and the corporation, and also those that understand ANCSA, how it is and how it can be made better, than he feels a little better. And he urges those people to work in unity and in purpose to make the amendments to the law to make it better and more useful. He said his children must work, as he himself, when his parents died, did not inherit anything of great worth, and so his children would have to also subsist, and he would like for the subsistence lifestyle to continue on. And he urges the commission to make recommendations so that he could live his own lifestyle, because you know that he is Yupik and he cannot become white.
My name is Xavier Simon from Scabbin Bay, shareholder of Askana Corporation under Chalista Corporation. I might be the last speaker. I'll make it very short. The things I write down, listed down, been covered up already, it make it short. I'd like to express my personal opinion on which was not covered much, the selling of share and the stock. Selling of share and your stock, and you know that it surely will hurt you. Not only you, your local people, and your community. And that will lead you hard to control your community, and followed by hardship. The hardship will be followed. You can't even put your foot on your subsistence areas. Akutta patu mawakan rilingut chikrim kanit kham kanut kha agum su thame mo sam chili kanut kha stakachi sharon tun kugo what to corporation ak pchi staka ak thirut kshiga putamal kumta yum tnun nunam tnun lu ak thirut thok kauluni Tuasu tamaan ya tamari kumtu. Kasun pis cigali cikukut, pisuk cigali lutasu. There will be some big organization come around after 1991, fishing for land with the fancy money for bid. Angan rita ima chan lechpalat naksulgatun na tamano 1991 na klumagaykan. Pisuk chak chikot aki ng amtan ng naksigilutin. Aki tamano amtan chiksakok. No matter how much money you got, the money will be gone. But your land will last, and no one knows how long. Akitai chiksakok amtsuni, akitamana tamachikok. Tamakuni tuki kingo chattaunani. Manatakununan, witakkauluni. Nangangaunani su. Yumtsali nasho kaspitaluni witaska. Tamana mugis knakabut wankuta. This land is our home. This land is our food. This land we inherit from our forefathers who were stepping on it foot by foot. Nunam manna wankuta kingu nakakput nakakshukusu. Baitakshukusu akunang sivu lamtning tutmakshinang. They don't fly. They don't travel by flying. No snow machine. They cover miles and miles by foot.